Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Bechorot of Chav Gimel Amud Bet, looking at Mishnah Bet of this, the third chapter. Ben Shem Gamliel Omer, Halokach Beimam Nikam Min HaOvdei Kochavim Min HaGoy. If you take a nursing animal from a goy, Ein Choshin Shema Bena Shel Acheret Hayah. You don't have to be worried that this may be another's animal, and the one that you're taking has not yet had a baby, and therefore the next one will be a bechor. Nichnas l'toch edro v'rat ha-mavkirot menikot v'shinan mavkirot menikot. If you come into your corral and you see that some animals that are nursing are first-timers and others that are nursing are not first-timers, we don't have to be worried that the animals have switched positions, and therefore that an animal that's nursing from an enam of kura, one that has several children, may itself be a bechor. So Moshe Gamliel's basic approach is that when an animal is nursing, it, by definition, is the child of that mother. The halacha follows all the mishnayot in our perek, with the exception of when there is a disagreement. That's a broad statement. Question is, what's it covering? Rav must have been saying this when he was napping or falling asleep, because it doesn't make sense. Ah, hey, what's he referring to? If he's talking about the first part of Mishnah Aleph, that's fully a machloka between Mishmael and Rabbi Kiva, so that's not a candidate for being bahalacha, because he gave the exception when there's a machloket. El Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it must be the end of Mishnah Aleph, which is what we saw previously, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's halacha about the charatam. But that there's no need to say, because Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavanaki. We have a general statement that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's teachings are pure and proper and always the halacha, so there's no chiddush in Rav's statement. El Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it must be going on our Mishnah. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if you get an animal from a goy, that you can be assured that whatever is nursing with it is its young, both vis-a-vis the mother and that has already had a baby, and vis-a-vis the young, that it belongs to that mother. But miflag palig babraita, that's not true, because as we will see in a few moments, there is a machloket, a different position taken in the braita against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Must be El Rabbi Yosef Meshulam. In the next Mishnah, which we'll see in the next podcast, Rabbi Yosef Meshulam presents a halacha about how to move away some of the hair on the animal's neck before shechita without violating geziza, lotagoz. So Hamarav Chazachazimna, Rav already said, as we will see in the next podcast, Halachas Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, the Marav Hachutak Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. So he already said that. So what's he adding with this statement? Ella Aseyar Balmum. It must be the last Mishnah in the Perek that talks about, the end of that Mishnah Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, which is that you can move the hair, you can tear the hair out in order to check for a mum, not for shechita. So mlifik pligi, akavim mahal v'rabbanan. As we'll see later, akavim mahal and the rabbanan disagree about whether that's the halacha. So again, it's a machloket. So liolam rishim gamliel. The answer is it comes back to our mishnah, which is why this particular discussion is placed here. Hakamashlan debraita lo plugdi, that the braita is not considered a machloket. We'll see what that means. But v'kevan da amar rav yochata b'chulei pirkin barmi plugta. So therefore, since Rav said the halacha follows any Mishnah in our parak that does not have opposition, in that case, and he's saying that in order to tell us that the Baraita that we're about to read is not really at odds, halacha k'Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam Ramali, then why say halacha k'Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam? That statement is extra because Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam is in our parak. The answer is as follows. Had he just said the first statement we're dealing with, which is Hilchata B'chulei Pirkin, didn't make that particular statement about Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, maybe the statement's only referring to Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Why does he mean in all of our chapter, makes it sound like a grand statement? Rabbi Yossi Tartimar, because Rabbi Yossi said two halachot. One halacha about shechita and one halacha about seeing a mum, both about tearing the hair out. Uplukta the braita, plukti. And the machloket in the braita against Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam is significant enough, that other opinion in the braita is significant enough to call it a machloket, and Rabbi Yosef ben Gamliel is not the halacha. So therefore, Shmina halacha kurbiosi, so therefore he says two things. Halacha in our perek is, the statements in our perek are la halacha, and he must be referring to Rabbi Yosef ben Gamliel, telling us that the braita is insignificant as far as halacha goes, and telling us halacha kurbiosi, the Shmina, the Rabbi Yosef ben Gamliel kai. There we go. Now, my brighta. What's this brighta we've been talking about? The Tanya. If you buy a nursing animal from a goy, the next animal that it gives birth to might be a bechor. You'll let it, because sometimes animals will have compassion on other animals young and nurse them even though they haven't given birth yet. He says, no, we follow the chazakah. This young belongs to this mother. If you buy this mother and she has another baby, it's not a bechor at all. No safek. Let's say you come into the flock at night. You got a bunch of animals. Some of them have already had a young, and some of them have not. You'll dote, and they're in the process of giving birth. And you come the next day and find male babies hanging out with animals that have already had kids, and nekevot, females hanging out with the ones that are the first timers. We don't have to worry that one has moved to the other. And therefore, we could say there's no bechorot here, because all the first timers had girls. That's from Shem Gamliel. And that's the bright that we're referring to, it, which starts out with an anonymous opinion that opposes that. So, Ibayalu, now we have to ask a question about this opinion. Devar b'chezkato, the come from Shem Gamliel. When Shem Gamliel said devar b'chezkato, what does he mean? Does that mean that if an animal gives birth, then she will have compassion, but until that point she won't have compassion? So does that mean that once she's given birth, she may also take care of another young, which means the other young may not be hers? But it does mean that when you see an animal nursing, you know she's already given birth. Remember, Rav Shmuel's position is an animal will never have compassion on anything but its young, so you know that it's its young, even if we've settled the issue that it already gave birth. Where does this become a practical difference? To get makot for otovet pino. Think about this. If you find young nursing with a mother, and you shech both of them on the same day, if you know for a fact, well, here we go. If you say that a mother will never take compassion and nurse anything but its own young, then lucky you can get makot, even though you had no other evidence as to who this baby was, but you saw it nursing with this mother, and you shech them on the same day, you get makot, 100% it's that baby. But if you say that once an animal is given birth, she will nurse other animals, so lo lucky, we can't give you makot for tovet pino, this might not be her young. So what's Rav Shmuel's position? The question is, Rav Shmuel Gamliel essentially saying that animals only have compassion after they've given birth, but once they do it, they'll have compassion on others' animals, or a mother will never have compassion and nurse, meaning animals other than its own. So let's see. Shem Gamliel Omer Lokeach Be'Ma'an Agoy Yenu Choshe Shem Abena Shal Acheret Haya Ar Mishnah Mik Tani Hu. It doesn't say that that Bena Shal Acheret Hu. It says Haya, meaning that it was. Hachi Kamar Yenu Choshe Shem Abena Shal Acheret Ela Imken Haya La V'Lad Mikara. Meaning, we're not concerned. This is what it may read. We're not concerned that this is another's young unless this one already had a young, in which case it may nurse. We don't know. Toshma, let's try it again. Nichnas betochet rov ratav avikor menikotu. Say the second part of the Mishnah and still Shem Gamliel. Veicharam avikor menikot. Eno choshe shem benashol zu ba yitzol zu ba yitzol zu o shem benashol zu ba yitzol zu. We're not worried that when you see a bunch of animals that gave birth, and some of them had already had children, some of them is the first, we're not worried that they might have switched. But if you think that according to Shem Gamliel, once it's given birth, it may have compassion on another, why aren't we concerned that they switch places? The answer is, Makom dida lo shavka dida, merachma lo dida. Everybody will agree that if it has its own young, it won't ignore its own young to favor another. It's if its own young died, or its own young is off galloping around, so it may nurse another. That's the possibility. Toshma, let's keep going. Tavar b'chezkato, v'chen rom Shem Gamliel. In our brayta that we brought, Rav Shmuel Gamliel's opposition started with two words, Davar b'chezkato. And then, in that case, Davar b'chezkato was about one that had not given birth. And then he said, and similarly, if you come in at night, you see all these ones about to give birth. Now, my love, Reisha Dumina Seifa, don't we mean that the Reisha is like the Seifa? What's the Seifa? My Seifa Vadaidida. In the Seifa, we say that when you see the animal at the teat of its mother, we know that it is its animal. We don't have to worry that maybe it really had a male and they switched. Af resha vaday dida. So therefore, in the resha, in the opening part of the braita, it is 100% hers, and that means that she does not take care of any but her own young. So midi irya hakirita vahakirita. Maybe the resha is a safek and the sefer is vaday. Umay v'chein. So why does he say v'chein? In other words, why does he compare the two if they're not alike? Aptur and b'chora. They're both patur from b'chora. So we really don't know what Shimon Gamliel's position is yet. Amr b'chanan Rabbi Yochanan. You saw something that looked like a pig that was nursing from a lamb. The lamb is exempt from b'chora now. But the young can't be eaten like a chazir. So we quote this half pasuk from Hosea until we get somebody who can properly tell us the halacha here. Evidently. Now, let's take this apart. Patur mina b'chora keman, why is it exempt from b'chora? K'mishum Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel's position is that if you see an animal nursing, you know it already gave birth, but you also know this is its young. So vasur b'achila, why can't you eat this pig-looking thing? It should be really a lamb. K'rabanan, so that sounds like you're following Rabbanan, so the Braita seems to be dancing at both sides here. V'tu, ikrabanan, my idea of over at tzedek lachem. And of course, if it's like Rabbanan, why are you waiting for someone to tell you the halacha? Actually, halacha devan b'alei. It's just somebody should come and tell you what happened. That's what you're waiting for. You're not waiting for someone to tell you what the halacha is, but rather to tell you simply what happened here, that this pig-looking thing is hanging out with the lamb. And maybe the reason the Braita takes his position is because it's unsure whether halacha follows Shem Gamliel Rabbanan, and ad yirat tzedek lachem means until somebody comes and tells us which is the halacha. But if that's the case, then it should not be exempt from b'chora, because misafek, we should say it's a safek b'chora and niachal b'mumo, etc. And by the way, since when are we misupak, and certainly Rabbi Yochanan, who's the author of this statement, since when is Rabbi Yochanan misupak about whether halacha from Shimon Gamliel, very famously, Rabbi Yochanan, kol hakom shel Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mishnatenu, halacha kemoto, chutz mi'arevet, saidan, v'raya achrona. There's only three exceptions to this rule, that wherever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaks up in the corpus of the entire Mishnah, we follow him l'halacha. And this is none of those. So, le'olam, pshita le'halacha k'mishum Gamliel. The answer is, Rabbi Yochanan certainly knows halacha k'mishum Gamliel. Mi'umasafkale, yisof k'mishum Gamliel, then merachemet, o'ayin merachemet. But he has the same doubt that we entertained before, we never solved, which is, this is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's position, that a mother will never nurse until it's had kids, but once it's had kids, it'll nurse others. In which case, this, chazir-looking thing may indeed be a chazir. And the lamb is nursing it, or will it only nurse its own? In which case, this really should be edible. So, yachi adash min chazir lishmin tlay. So then, why tell us the weird case of a pig-looking thing? Tell us about a lamb. And tell us that if we're not sure from Gamliel's position, say that if you shechted both this and its young, the one that's nursing from it on the same day, you don't get makor because it might be another one's young. The answer is chazir it's tari chalei. We needed to mention chazir. Why? If you mention only a lamb, you'll let it merachama demina. Because if you said a lamb, then you would say, yeah, Shimon Gamliel may hold that it will nurse another one only if it's the same species. Told me now, lo. So Shimon chazir, so therefore told us chazir to tell us, we still have doubts even about whether a lamb will nurse, or you will nurse, something that's not its own species at all. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, the following. Boy Achai Baribi, he quoted Achai, some great chacham, said, Ra'a chazir shkaru chacha rachel. If you see a chazir that's hanging on to, that's nursing from a lamb, mahu, what's the din? And then we said, Maikim Vailei, what is he asking about? Ilem b'l'bechora, if he's asking about whether the din b'chora, Vailei hilchotok v'shem gamli alachotok rabbanon, if he's asking whether la'alachos v'shem gamli rabbanon, then once you see it nursing there, do you say this animal's already had a baby? So the Vailei tlei, then ask the question about a lamb. Why do you have to have a pig? He goes, Vailei l'bechora, libet rabbanon, achila libet v'shem gamli. The answer is he's asking both questions. If you see a pig hanging out with, nursing from a lamb, the Levit Rabbanan, there's a question now about Bechorah. Whether this lamb now gives birth later, could it be a Bechorah, and for sure not. And he's also asking whether it can be eaten. Let's see. The Rabbanan say that an animal will nurse another kind of animal even before it's given birth. So why did Ilfa pick this, pick this case of a chazir? Because he wanted to raise the stakes and say, will Rabbanan go so far as to say that an animal would even nurse another species even before it's given birth, and therefore it still may give birth to a bechor? Or do we say, in other words, on the first side of it, it will only take care of something that's its own kind, and therefore here we know that it must have given birth, or perhaps it would have compassion on anything, and maybe it still hasn't given birth, and the next thing has to be a safek bechor. And now we ask the question about whether this young may be eaten, the pig-looking thing may be eaten. Because if Rabbi Gamliel says once it's given birth it has rachamim, only its own species, which means this must be a lamb, or maybe it'll even take care of something that's not its own species, and therefore this may be a pig and you can't eat it. Teku, and the answer to all these questions is teku. We're really not sure what Rabbanan's position is on Merachama. We're not sure what Shem Gamliel's position is on Merachama. The only thing we know for sure is Shem Gamliel would claim that, and this is the halakha, that no further issue from this mother will be a Bechor, and that is Vadai. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah of Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam that we already invoked in this Gemara. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.